Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Kuftes Zayin. Pigam Tkuftes Vavim and based by the bottom of the page. Amar Mar. Hakol Ksherim Lakrav. All of the carbon. All of these are kosher to bring as before the Mishkan was about. You're allowed to bring. Minon Mila. How do we know that? Amar Avuna. Amar Kar. The pasuk says Vayiven Noch Mizbech Hashem. Vayikach Mikol Behema. Hatorim Mikol Of Hatorim. Brought from all these. Behema Kvashmo. Chaya Bechal Behema. Chaya is included in Behemas. Peep turn the page Kuftes Zayin with Aleph. All these are allowed to be brought. Lafuke mechusa aver delo. You're not allowed to bring mechusa aver if it's lacking. If it doesn't have the, it's aver. It's missing a limb. Amar Avolazer minan mechusa aver shenasa lebeni noach. Chayim mitzasa for ben noach. Tamar lomer mikol achayim mikol baser. Amar Torah haba mibehem haba. I'm sorry. Havei behema shechayin rashi avarin shla. Come bring that it's Rashi Varn are with it. It can't be missing parts. Maybe it's just coming to my mind, but if it's missing a limb, it's not going to be excluded. That we learn from the fact that this is the Chayos Zera, that's to keep seed alive. Sorry about the honking there. Honey, Chalaman, Amar Trefa, and you'll let us again. This makes well, according to one who says that a Trefa can't give birth. There's a Machloka. I said, Laman, Amar Trefa, you'll let us. One who says the Trefa can give birth. Malik Mir, what are you going to say? Amar Kra. Same for the Gemara. The Trefa is excluded from the Pasuk that says, Itach, to keep alive with you, which is implying, Bidom and Lach, it's got to be similar to you. Just like you're not a Trefa, so to the other animals are not a Trefa as well. Now, Vidilma Noch Guve Trefa, who says Noch was a Trefa? Maybe Noch himself, Taka, was a Trefa. And for the Gemara, Tumim Ksiv, you know, it says the word Tumim by a perfect, so we see that it clearly was not a Trefa. Vidilma Tumim Bedrachav, maybe what it means by Tumim is it means he was perfect in his ways. Rashi says, Anav Vesavon, that he was an Anav, he was humble, and he was a Savon, he was relaxed. He was a calm individual. He had good character. No, it's tzaddik sibbe. In other words, tzaddik, that teaches us that. And therefore, he's really trefa. And he's like, if he was, when Hashem said Noach to Kavazach Isle, you bring up that is like you. Shleimim lo tile, but don't bring up shleimim. I think he's only going to bring up things that are trefas. Okay, since at the end we learn that the animals taken were not trefas, in fact, it's itach, lechayos zera lama, the writing of the words to teach you to keep seed alive. Ma'o de tema itach. With that, you would have thought, itach. Letzavta ba'alma. Right? With you, is telling the Shem Todoch that he was being commanded to take animals into the ark for what? Just to be keep Melachavi Tzavalach, just the Tzavta as a companion for him. That's it. I feel Zakin, I feel Sris, and even if it's an old animal or it's a sterile one, it can't have kids, Kamash Rulin, if it comes to tell you to keep seed alive, it's got to be also to be able to go and repopulate the world. And the old and sterile would not come on. Taharin of Allah Tamei, this is, it could only be the pre Mishkan days, the animals have to be, Tower kosher, but it can't be non-kosher. We have a tamein of Torah by Yishaita. Did that exist at that time? Rashi says, "I learned the Torah. The Torah wasn't given yet." Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. What it means is, "We also know seedingly Torah." It's talking about those are going to be in the future. They're going to be kosher. I mean, Rabbi Yaldi, how is he supposed to know? Because Rav Chista said, "Damer Rav Chista, ha'ovir and lefnei teva." You brought them in front of the teva. Kol sheteva kol tos kol. So they came on their own. He didn't actually know, but they came on their own. Karvu olos. It says that all were brought olos. It sounds like that. All the carbonates they brought before the Mishkan were olas. Olas in Shlomim Lo is a true vaksiv. The pasuk says, "Vayizbechus vachem Shlomim LaHashem parim." It says that they used to bring these things called Shlomim. Ela ema lakol kover olos. It's Rishirida saying, on behalf of all were brought olos, meaning that all people in the time before the Mishkan were similar in that olos were brought on their behalf. However, all people were not alike in terms of Shlomim because Shlomim weren't brought up for them, like. Yeah. V'shlamim v'tanya avashlamim lo kiyam olos. Olos in shlamim lo. Okay, now, come on, the Amar lo kervu shlamim b'nei Noach. And this goes according to the one who says that the shlamim were not brought for Bnei Noach. Deitmar. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar one says, Karvi Shlomim Bnei Noach. Some were brought for Bnei Noach back in the day. Chad Amar Lo Karvi. They weren't brought up for them. My time and the man to Amar Karvi Shlomim Bnei Noach. Why, yes. Dichsev. Hevel Hevi Gamu. Hevel, he also brought. Mibachoros Tzonim Mechabim. He brought from the first of his flock and from their fats. Ezu Davar. What's something with type of carbon? And shechabel carved the gabbin mizbech, whose fat was brought in the mizbech, ve'ein kolo carved the gabbin mizbech, but not all of it is. Aviyom is a shlomim. Let's talk about the shlomim because you get to eat it. So you see, it was brought up by them. My time in the man d'amar low carved. So what about the one that says they weren't carved? Except the pasuk says, "And shir hashir, but uri tzafon uboi teiman, be agitated O north and come O south." And the pashas what it means to awaken, but this is explaining as agitated, like vayinar Hashem. Nar Uma Shemaseh Batzafon, be agitated nation whose deeds are done in the north, right? And that is that their karbanos that were done in the north. Which one is that? That is the Olas. Vitavo Uma Shemaseh Batzafon Medarim, and come nation whose deeds are performed north and the south. That's Olas and Shlamim, is north and south. Umar Nami Marasim Haksim Mechavleim. What does he do with the fact that it's Mechavleim? So he says, no, Mishmeinehem Didu. It means from the fattest. It means the best animals. Umar, Nami, what if the other one says, look, save Uri Tzafon, it says, wait, be agitated on north, how does he explain it? Ahu, Bekibitz Golios, that's talking about in gathering of the exiles. Even you are going to place in our hands, Vachem and Olos, Vasinu Lashem Elokeinu, and we're going to offer it to Hashem our God, right? The Zvachim means Shlamim. So we see that Shlamim were brought even for the Noachites. The Gemara is Zvachim la'achila ve'olos la'krava. That is, that the Zvachim that were brought, that was for eating. And Olos were brought means la'krava. So Moshe didn't say that they would offer up Shlomim. Even though Moshe says we're going to offer for them to Hashem, we explained it's talking about specifically, that's talking about the Olos. The Zvachim were just animals that were shechted for food. I vaksei, but it says the pasuk v'ikach Yisrael v'chosei Moshe olos uzvachim. It says take olos and zvachim. So zvachim clearly here means shlamim. Hahu says going to know that pasuk la'achamat and Torah zuchsev. That's written after Torah is given. And therefore, the Israelim no longer have the status. We're not called Noachites anymore. Harich lemandam Yisrael achamat and Torah. He said the works of all Yisrael was after matan Torah. Mamish. Of an altar, the Lubinish text again. This is Pasha, we're learning about Yisro. Elamanda Ama Yisro called the Matan Torah. You have one of the before Matan Torah. Make a remember what you're going to say. Deitmar, it was stated, Bnei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar 1 says, Yisro called the Matan Torah. Chad Amar Yisro, Acha Matan Torah. Elamanda Ama Yisro called the Matan Torah. Kodama says, before Matan Torah, Kasavar Shlomim, Mikrivim, Meninach. Behold, that Noachides would bring Shlomim. Kitanai, this is really Machlokas Tanayim. But Yishma Yisro called Midzor and says, Yisro heard. Mashmo Shama above in his sky. What did he hear that he came to come to convert? Abisho Amar Milchama Samalek Shama. He heard about the Milchama of Amalek. Shreik Siv Bitsido, it's written next to it that Vayachalosh Yoshua is Amalek, Ves Amalekichar. And Yoshua weakened Amalek and his people with the sword. Rabbi Elazar Modayu Amar Matan Torah Shama Ba. You heard about Matan Torah, and that's why he came. Shekishenitna Torah to Yisrael. The Torah was given to Yisrael. Kol Holech Misof Olam Atzofa. The sound came, went with the entire world. The shout heard around the world. All the Avodah Zarah, the kings of them, they were seized with trembling in their palaces. V'amru Shira, and they said Shira. Shenem, as it says, Beheichalo Kulo Omer Kavod. Right, and in his place, all proclaim glory. The Rashi says, "Reach to the crowd, kol Hashem yichol ayelos." So, b'matan Torah, mishtoye beichalok shel melech umelech kulo omer kavod la Hashem. Iskapsu kulam eitzel Bilam Rasha. All of them came to Bilam when they heard the shaking going on. Vermele, they said, "Makol, homer shemana. What is this noise that we're hearing over this crazy sound?" Shema mabul by them. Maybe there's going to be a mabul. Shenema Hashem le mabul yashav. Hashem is going to return the flood. Amalem, he says back to them, "Vayishav Hashem leolam." No, Hashem sits enthroned forever. Finish by Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'ina maybe mabul olam. Hashem already said that he's not going to bring a mabul to the world. So Amalem, they said to him, "Mabul shomayim maybe." He's not bringing of water, but maybe he's bringing a marble of flood. It's going to be fireballs flying all over the place. And everyone says, he be a ish, get a seven ispat. With fire, Hashem will judge. I'm going to let him back them. Kvar nishma shenu meshchis kol basa. He already said he's not going to destroy all basa, all people. Ma kol ahem on azeh, shishamanu. What is the sound we heard? I'm going to let him hear it. Chem da tovid yesh lo bebeis kadosa. He has his precious object, the thing that he has in his treasure house. Shoyso genuza etzlo. That's gunners. Ki lekachto nosati lochem toros yaletazovu. And what did he add? He had hit him with him tuf kuf ayin dalet for 974 doros generations. Called him sifra olam before the world was created. Ubi yishlit aliban if he wants to go and give it to his children. Shemar the pasuk says Hashem owes le'amo yitain. Hashem will give might to his nation miyad immediately. Why is it called O's? Because Rashi says the Torah she ma'uzon shal Yisrael. That's the strength of the Jewish people. Hashem will retain miyad paschu kulam armu. They said Hashem yivareches amu v'shalom. May Hashem bless his nation with peace. You heard Kriyas Yamsov. That's why he came. Shemar pasuk says va'yib kishma kol malchay amori. When they all heard va'af rachav azona amar l'shulchay Yeshua. Even Rachav the zona said to the shlichim of Yeshua kishamanu es asher hovish Hashem es mayamsov. We heard how Hashem dried up the waters of the Yamsuf. Maishna Hasam da Amar. Why is it different over there? The Amar. Dichsev. We added over here. Why is there by the kings of Amor? Amor, they said, Velohi Abam, Od Ruach, and there was no spirit within them. Maishna Hachadakam. Why is it by the quote Rachav? It says, Velokama Od Ruach Beish. And he said, there's no spirit that stands in a man. Right, why are you saying a man? Why is that relevant? Beep, turn the page. Means they weren't even able to have an intimate relationship. Rashi says, Aver Latashmish. They weren't able to make a kasha. Lo ikshu. Vehi shaisi yodas with she knew about it. Amr l'shluchi Yeshua, but Loshan Zah, that's why she said like that, because she was a zona. When you other Amr Mar, ain't lecha kol sarv nugget. There was no ruler. Shalom ba'al Rachav zona. Didn't have a relationship with Rachav. Amru, the Chacham said, Bas. Bas Yud Shanim Haisa Kishiyatsi Yisabim Chaim. She was 10 years old when they left Egypt. Vizanta Kol Mem Shana Shai Yisabim Midbar. And she was Mizana, the 40 years in the desert. Achanun Shana is Gaia after 50 years. When she was 50, after she was 50, she converted to Yiddish Gaia. Amr Yehei, she said, Yehei Machali, let me be forgiven. Bishar Chevel Chalon Apishtim. The reward for the rope, the window, and the flax. Great title for a shear. That is when Yeshua came out to scout out the land. Yeshua and Pinchas. I'm sorry, he sent Pinchas and Kalev. Yeah, Pinchas and Kalev, I think. Anyway, when they went out to go spy out the land, and they were on the roof there, and they were coming looking for these people. They knew there were spies there. She hid them with flax, and she let them out the window and went down with the rope, and she saved their lives. Right, so therefore, machel me because of that. Amar Mar, Vavdik Chav Mizman Azev, what is our next nowadays? Rosh Hashanah Lasoskin. They are allowed to bring to bring the Karbanos by a Bama. We know the Mila, we know this from the Tanur Rabbanan. We learned that Rabbi said, Davel B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael Mitzuvim Al-Shchut Eichutz. V'ein Ovid Kuchav Mitzuvim Al-Shchut Eichutz. Only B'nei Yisrael. Figach Entonces, therefore, Kol Echad Ve'echad Bone Lo Bama La'atzmo. Every guy can make their own Bama, O Maka V'leh Kol Mashi Ritzah. They can bring whatever they want. Arav Yaakov Ba'acham Arav Yaakov Asi Asa L'sayan La'asa Shlichusan. It's also for Yid to help them and to act as their Shliach. Amar Rabba Ula'or Lorinu Lushari, but to instruct them how to do it, that's about to, like you could teach them how to do it, right? Rashi says, Hey, Achyasu, that's fine. You just can't do it yourself. He had the Ifra Hormuz, like the story of Ifra Hormuz. Who doesn't know that? Ime the Shabbat Malka, this is the mother of Shvur Malka. Shadr Korban al-Rav, she said the Korban to Rav Shalchalei and sent him the message the following. Askuni Alei L'Shem Shemayim, bring up this carbon for L'Shem Shemayim. Amr Lu Rav. Safal Ravacha Bar Huna, Zilu Vadabu Treyul Me Gulai. Go get two Gayim that are the same age. But why do you want that? Rashi says, L'chuvachu Shnei Ovdi Chachav Mechurim B'nei Gil Echad Shkein Noi L'davar. It looks nicer. V'chazu Eichad Damaska Yama Sirton. And check at a place where the sea has thrown up sediment. That is guaranteed that the earth used to build the Mizbech wasn't used by something else. That's made by new material, not by used materials. But to build the Mizbech, and take new wood that wasn't used for anything else. And Bapiku Nura Mimara Chalata, and bring a fire from a new piece of steel. Go bring it up. L'shem Shemayim. Amalei Abaye says, command. According to who did you place this instructions? Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The time was ten abayis. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Omer ma mizbeach shelo yishtam shubo edyot. The wood from the mizbeach. This teaches it just like the mizbeach that carries that a commoner may not have used it. Afetzim shelo yishtam ben edyot. So to the wood. Has to be that it can be used. Vaha mode, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua b'Bama. Let's hold on a second. But if this is your pshat, then it doesn't make sense because even Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua agrees that there's no chia for a new wood in the b'Bama. At time was in a bite, so kosav echad omer v'yitin David la'ornan v'makom shikle zav mishko sheish me'os. And David gave ornan the place gold. Gave ornan for the place gold shekels 600 by weight. Look, 7, it says in Shmuel, but ye can. David is a gorin of Zabakar because of Shkalim Chamishim. And David bought the threshing floor and the cattle for silver, 50 shekels. How Kate said, how does this make sense? Govim, he called Shevet Shevet Chamishim. He collected 50 shekels from each of the 12 tribes. Shein Sheishmeros comes out to 600. Rabbi Omer, Mishum Abba Yossi ben Dushtai, Bakar be'etzim makom zbeach ben nun. That is that the cattle, the wood, and the place of the Mizbeach, the smaller ground where it was put, you bought for 50 shekel. And the entire area where the basement was going to be, you bought for 600 shekel. That's what he bought for 50 shekel. For 600. It says, Vayomer, Haravnel, taken, let my master, the king, offer up that which is best in his eyes. Rea, Bakar, with Olav, Amorigin. Rigim uklei abakal eitzim. See that the cattle is given for an ola, and the rigim, the cattle, gear for wood. Which we're going to explain exactly what that means. But even though Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel says that only new firewood can be used when bringing up the carbon, he says that when offering the carbonos at Orno's threshing floor, David used farming tools as firewood. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel must be agreed that the requirement of new firewood is implied by Abama. Rav Hamelach, and so he said back to Hasam Nami Bechadati. No, they have two things. He said, David, it was new wood. He was using new wood for Ornan and not yet used these tools. My Morigan, what does it mean, this word Morigan? Amarula, Mita Shel Turbel. It was a turbel bed. My Mita Shel Turbel, what's that? Amarabai, Iza de Kors Kisa de Daishan de Shai. It's a goat-shaped tool that has hooks and threshes and threshed straw. The thresh is the thresh straw. Rabbi Mikra, one pasuk backs us up. I've made you a new sharp morag with many sharp edges. Okay. Makre le Rava lebre. Rava said this to his son. Verami le kriya dadi. And he brought it as a question with another pasuk. Siva yitin David la Arnon. It says that David gave to Arnon. Siva yikin David. And it says that David purchased. Okay, that is a contradiction. He collected 50 shekel from each tribe, which comes out to 600 shekel. That's what the Tanakhama brought earlier. Silver kasha, because awesome cast up there in Shmuel, it says he paid silver shekel. Over here it says, by Bidivri Yom, it says he paid gold. But the Gemara Ella Hachikam, it means Gova Kesef Mishko Shesh Meos. What it means is that he collected from each tribe an amount of silver the weight of which was worth 50 shekel of gold, which is total worth equal to the weight of 600 shekels of gold. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.